Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the preachers in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17, are witnesses, not necessarily a pastor or an evangelist. So let's continue with that thought today. And we're reminded of Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17, that is actually referring to this verse. It says, how then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, let me just say that that passage in Romans 10, 14 through 17, the word preacher there is referring to a witness. Not necessarily a pastor or evangelist, although a pastor or evangelist should be a witness. We are all called to be preachers. I mean, this is one time a woman can be a woman preacher. A man is a man preacher. A guy's been divorced but saved five times can be a preacher. That is, witnessing the gospel to a lost person. That one-on-one witnessing. But not all will believe. Even though there's power in the word of God, even though there's power in the blood to cleanse from all sin, not all will believe. Why? Because they have a free will, and they are so misled by the devil. And unfortunately, that happens over and over and over again. Now, why on the mountains? Well, it is from Mount Zion, the Mount Zion of heaven, that the good news came to save our souls. We see the picture here before us. The people of the valley are the people of the world. Because of the runoff from the mountain, the land is fertile. It's ready to receive the seed. And that seed is the word of God sown in their hearts. In the parable of the sower, in Luke, the book of Luke, the seed is called the word of God. And of course, the soil is the heart of men. In 1 Peter chapter 1, this one passage, as a matter of fact, I want to share two passages with that thought in mind. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, people like to stress philosophies and formulas. I prefer the word of God because he says it's incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, look, fashions and other things pass away. At one time, I can remember, I like to tell the kids, they used to have a thing called a surfer shirt when I was in high school. Boy, that was the coolest thing. Didn't have a collar, but it buttoned up like a Banlon shirt would button up, but it was more like of a broadcloth type of a shirt. And you'd wear that, you know, and that was cool. Boy, everybody had one. Now, if a year or two later you wore that same shirt, people say, what's wrong with you? Did your mother make you? What'd you do wrong? Your mother made you do that. What'd you do? Did you lose a bet that you have to wear that shirt? And then make fun of the shirt that was the only shirt that was really cool. It was on the in thing. You know, Satan has a lot of in things. And people think, oh, we got to do this. He tries to do that in the church. And a lot of churches grab onto, oh, you got to do this. You got to rock and roll. You got to have smoke. You got to have all the colored lights. Hey, you got to go to the movies. You got to start drinking. You got to start doing this and doing that. Hey, now you've got to allow the homosexual thing and not preach against it. You got to allow this, not preach it against it. Now, look, if I preach against homosexuality, if I preach against abortion, if I preach against adultery or any other sin listed in the Bible, I'm not the originator of it. Okay? It's God's word. I am a messenger. That is my call. I'm a messenger. I deliver messages for one, and that one is God. That one is his word. Now, if anybody has a problem with that, your problem's not with me, your problem's with God. Now, I believe God, he's 100% right, and I agree with him, so you could have a problem with me because I do agree with him. But I'm just telling you what he says because he's the creator, he's the authority, he is the judge, so you better listen to the message I'm delivering to you from him. Because his word endureth forever, and men have tried to destroy it, they've tried to eliminate it, they've tried so many things. But the word still stands. Now, the seed must be incorruptible. That's why we don't use psychology to try to lead people to Christ. We don't try to some kind of enticement. Allow the Holy Spirit, as you give the word, to plant that word in their heart. And then through the water of the word, as it's again poured on that seed, it's witnessed again and again. It begins to produce fruit, and eventually that person may get saved. Most people don't get saved the first time they hear the gospel. And so that's not a time to give up. That's the time to pray harder for that soul. If you don't witness or work for God with commitment, whether you allow the world to get in instead of allowing God to direct you and use you to witness and work with commitment to him. And remember, we are laborers together with God, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. So if you love God, then you will love serving him with all your heart. You will do it obediently. You will do it lovingly. You'll do it submitted with your eyes on him, ever seeking to allow his spirit to manifest himself in you and through you. You see, my friend, the thing that makes us fail is that we often get our eyes on the world and what the world can do. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ and what he can do, and learn just simply to trust him and learn to wait. Yes, wait on the Lord. Wait on him. And he will bring it to pass. So you wait on the Lord. Trust him. He will keep his word to you in all things. But don't forget that the witness is also a watchman who stands in the tower of the mountain to see and warn of the danger. And that's what we do. It is by the gospel that the word is preached to all. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, there that there's none other name given among men under heaven whereby ye must be saved. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, we read this, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, why would they do all those things? Well, Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, "If they hated him, they'd hate you." Even the Apostle Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you hate me because I tell you the truth?" And as you stand up and you name sin, and you call sin sin, you name right right, you say that Jesus is the only way to heaven, yes, you're going to not be well liked. But you better continue to be that watchman on the tower that's watching for the souls of men. You see, in verse 45, he says that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. In this life, hey, the unjust get rain. Yes, they get the sunshine. They get the things they need. It's not just for us. What we do has eternal value. We're not looking at the present value. We're looking at the eternal value. Now, as the seed needs both rain and sun from above, it is interesting that the rain and the sun is on the evil and the good. But you see, the good is leaving us as a witness in his creation and of not avoiding a sinful, depraved person, but rather to witness the gospel to them. How much of that did we see in Jesus' ministry? Be it the woman at the well. Boy, that was an evil woman. Five husbands, a man she's living with is not her husband. We think of the woman taken in adultery. Or going into the highways and the hedges to compel them to come in that his house may be full. So don't forget, as a witness, you're a watchman to warn of sin, to warn of hell, to warn of the danger that lies ahead for the soul without Jesus Christ. And you stand upon that tower. As we see the enemy approach, we can stand on the mountain and publish the tidings of peace. And when the enemy approaches, for our God is a refuge and a very present help in the time of need. And because of that, he is our rock of offense. You can trust him, and by the way, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.